Hey, it's Ryan, man. Coming to you another Broncos Country Blitz. Broncos make their final roster cuts to get down to 53 players. And I wanted to go over the most interesting cuts and moves I thought they made here right up to the deadline. First of all, wide receiver Trinity Benson. A lot of people thought he might make the team somehow. Weren't sure because of the wide receiver depth. Well, he ended up not making our 53, but we traded him off to the Lions and swapped some draft picks. Glad to see him find a home. Had a great preseason in camp. We're just so deep at wide receiver, there was just no way. And so glad that we were able to get some value out of him in the end. Also, another move the Broncos made right before the deadline. Traded with the 49ers for their linebacker, Jonas Griffith. And he can play inside linebacker a little bit. I think they're really bringing him in, though, for his special teams. Obviously, try to help shore up that unit for us. Obviously, our special teams probably struggled the most during the preseason. So, I think good move there to try to shore up our special teams unit. And in terms of the cuts, Broncos cut quarterback Brett Rypien. I think this speaks a lot in terms of Drew Locke's days in Denver may not be numbered. And I think the Broncos still have confidence in Drew Locke. Want to see what he can still do and develop behind Teddy Bridgewater. And we'll see where we are next year. That's just my initial gut feeling. Now, the Broncos, when they got Brett Rypien into camp, I don't know if you all remember, they were really high on him. They did some things to hide him. They did some things to make sure they got him onto the roster. You know, made sure to keep him last year. Didn't want to have any risk of him getting to another team. So, for the Broncos to now part ways with Brett Rypien, I think says that basically they feel like they have their two quarterbacks. They're okay with carrying only two quarterbacks. And I think it means they're obviously still hopeful on developing Drew Locke even further. If Drew Locke's days in Denver were numbered, even if he was going to be leaving next year, I think the Broncos would have kept Brett Rypien. So I think it speaks to that a little bit. That's just my opinion. Other one, Austin Fort had a great preseason in camp. But Broncos, once again, as I mentioned on my last podcast, great set of tight ends in camp. All the tight ends impressed in camp this year. And there were just too many to probably keep on the roster. Austin Fort, unfortunately, was the one that got cut. I think maybe a little bit. He was probably lacking the versatility that some of the other tight ends have. But I know he'll get picked up somewhere else. Someone else is going to pick up Austin Fort. Too bad we couldn't trade someone for him as well, or get some picks for him as well, or swap picks with another team. But he will definitely be on another NFL roster. And then we also cut wide receiver Tyree Cleveland and this year's sixth-round pick, wide receiver Seth Williams. Tyree Cleveland showed flashes last year, definitely as a returner. I think when the Broncos made their decision, Holiday was going to stay the returner. Cleveland was basically fighting for one of the just sole wide receiver spots. I think he'll be on another team, especially another team that needs a returner at some point. And Seth Williams, unfortunately, this year's draft, we've hit on a lot of players, obviously, it looks like. But Seth Williams, recalling when the Broncos drafted him this year, just going, why are we taking another wide receiver? We're so deep at the position. And I think this kind of shows that basically another one that we just couldn't keep because of the depth at wide receiver. I think someone else will definitely pick him up. A lot of people were high on him as a later round draft pick. Unfortunately, too bad. Once again, we couldn't trade, get something for him, swap draft picks with another team and get something for him. But he'll be given an opportunity by another NFL team. But again, that one goes back to when he was drafted this year, the wide receiver depth, kind of wondered where he fit in. And unfortunately, in the end, he didn't. But a lot of the other cuts, I would say, not very surprising. Those are my biggest takes from the cuts today. Glad the Broncos made a couple trades at the deadline. Really, really glad to see that. You know, some prior years, we hadn't really been active when it comes to that. And I like that we're being proactive in terms of either getting value for players we know we can't keep and bringing in ones to shore up other positions. So, go ahead and see what else comes up as we head on into the regular season. Hopefully, we just stay healthy during the practices and everything, and we just continue to build chemistry as a team. And until next time, this is the Ryman with the Broncos Country Blitz.